until now we've been focusing primarily on what we'll call the prerequisites for Geirus, the Geirus process, and the requirements of Kabbalah Samitzos. We're now going to turn our attention to the more formal components of Geirus, namely Mila and then Tevila. The Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin of days that we've seen previously writes that Kibel Malinos Omiyad, that once the prospective Geirus Mekabel the mitzvahs, if we require of him, Mekabel what we tell him, then Malinos Omiyad we do Mila right away. My time is Shehuyah Mitzvah La Mashina, because we don't want to delay the performance of a mitzvah, and we discussed what the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Geirus may be. And then the Gemara says, Nisrape Mabilinos Omiyad. And after he's healed from the Mila, it takes some time to heal before he can go into the mikvah, then we dip him in the mikvah right away. Okay, so the Rishonim here are bothered by the following question. If we're concerned about Shihuya Mitzvah Lamashina, we're concerned about making the process as quick as possible, then we can make it even quicker by doing the Tevila first. Why don't we do the Tevila and then the Mila right away? So you don't need the time lag between the Mila healing and the Tevila. So this question is posed by the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and they give different answers. So if you look at the Ramban, Dibramas and Nisrape, the Ramban asks this question, why don't we do the Tevila first, followed by the Mila? The Shema Mitzvah Lomo V'Achikach Litzos. So first the Ramban says, perhaps the Mitzvah, the Lechachila, is that you perform the Mila, and only then do you perform the Tevila. Inami, Kevin Shamila Kasha Lav, since Mila is difficult, there's a certain amount of physical difficulty in having the Mila performed, Malin of Tevila, so that's why we do the Mila before the Tevila, Kadesh Im Daito Nofa Yifrosh, to give him the opportunity to back out, that if he's going to get too queasy about having a Mila, he may back out, so better to do the Mila first, to allow him the opportunity to back out, rather than do the Tevila and then the Mila and have him back out at that point. However, the Ramban says explicitly that the Seder is not Ma'akev. It doesn't really make a difference, even though there may be a Lechachila doing the Mila before the Tevila. Bottom line, if you're a Tovel first, then the Geirus is a good Geirus. Lo Shna Mila Tevila, Lo Shna Tevila Umila. What's the Ramban's Raya? The Ramban's Raya is from the Gemara of Mu'beres Shenis Gaira. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Ches says that Mu'beres, if you have a Mu'beres who was Tovel of the Shem Geirus, v'na'a ein tzarech tefila, that her son that's going to be born, if the baby is indeed a son, does not require subsequent tevila. Right, the Ramban. V'harei kama tefila l'milasa. One second, if that's true, what's going on here? You have a tevila l'shem geirus when the baby's in utero, and then you're going to have a mila l'shem geirus when the baby is born. V'havalei l'meimer bita in tzricha tefila. So if it's true that the Seder is ma'akev, so that din of b'na'a in tzarech tefila should be true. It could be true by the daughter. The daughter doesn't need a tefila because the tefila on the mother counts for the daughter. But the son should require a tevila if the Seder is ma'akev. If you need mila to precede the tevila, so the son should require a tevila after his mila. So that's the Ramban's right. It must be that the Seder is not ma'akev. It doesn't make a difference li'ikuva whether you do the tevila before the mila or the mila before the tevila. The Seder is not ma'akev. So the Ramban has an implicit chiddush in the sugya there in Mu'beres and Eskaira. The Ramban clearly assumes that the mila that the baby is going to undergo after being born, if it's a boy, is a mila l'shei. That mila is part of the geirus process of the unborn baby. Okay, so that we'll have to come back to. But that's the Ramban's raya, that the seder is not ma'akev, so if you perform the tevila prior to, if you perform the tevila prior to the mila, the geirus is a good geirus. Okay. The Rashba and the Ritva here argue. The Rashba, same Dibur Maskel Nisrape, quotes the Ramban. And then he says, V'linira, the Mila Kedemus et Filikuva. The Rashba himself thinks that the Seder is Ma'akev, that the mila must be performed prior to the tefila li'ikuva. The imlo kein olam I said tefila kedemet mishum shiyu mitzvah, because if that wasn't the case, then we should always do the tefila first because of the notion of shiyu mitzvah lo mashinan. Right, so Rashba, ella kevan she tefila kolelas ikar geiros, since the tefila encompasses, includes the fundamental of geiros, the latzeis mitumas goyim v'likanes v'kedushas Yisrael. So the tefillah represents or accomplishes the fact that this person is leaving tumas goyim and the nifnas v'kedushas Yisrael. L'fikach tzvicha basot. So that is to be the final component of the geiros, because this is the most critical component, it's the transformative component, it has to come last. And it compares it to Tzvila Kalim, just like by Tzvila Kalim, if you have to do Hagola and Tzvila, the Hagola precedes the Tzvila. And the way the Ritva says it is Kishihu Ariel Ein Tzvila Mo'elas. Not just that the Tzvila, because it's the most transformative part of the process, has to come last. That the Tzvila doesn't work if you're still an Ariel. The Havalei Ketovel V'Sheret B'Yadah. That if an Orel, you haven't had the Mila yet, goes to the Mikvah, L'Shem Geiros, that tefillah is ineffective, that Ki'ilu He's Tovel V'Sheret B'Yadah. V'Afilu B'di Evin Ma'akev. Aye, what about the Rabban's Raya from Uberes Sheniskayra, B'na Eina Tzarech Tevilah? So we see from there, Gesundheit, that the Seder is not Ma'akev, says Ritva. Dishani Hassam, Dikashuhu b'me'imo, eino ben mila. But when this baby is still in utero, he's not b'chlal b'mitzvah mila. Harehu kinakeva, d'sagi le'vitvila. So he's the halachic equivalent of a nakeva, whereas we saw in the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin, the only component of Geiros, I remember, the only component of Geiros that's necessary for an Akeva is Tvila, there's obviously no Mila. Ukisha Nola to Malinoso, Eno Ella, Kamosha Mal, and Yisrael Aro, Shebelav Haki, Nami Yisrael. And when the baby's born, and he does require a Mila, that's not a Mila qua Geiros, that's a Mila qua any Ben Yisrael. So the Geiros is fully affected in utero. Muveres Sheniskaira, the Tvila on the mother works for the unborn baby. The Amor Bezi is a bona fide full Yisrael, and when he's born, if he's a boy, you require a Mila like any other Yisrael, but it's not a Mila l'shem Geiros. That's the fundamental machlokes between the Ramban and the Ritva, what the nature of Muveres Sheniskayra is, as far as the gear on the katan, on the unborn baby. Is that a... is the Geiros incomplete until you perform the Mila after the boy is born, or is it a complete Geiros in utero? So that, if we have time, we'll talk about Nafkaminas perhaps later on. That's what emerges as the collateral of this Machlokas about the Seder of Mila and Tefila. According to the Ramban, the Seder is not Ma'akev. According to the Rashban and Ritva, the Seder is Ma'akev. Avi.
So I'm just confused which direction the Sfera goes. Are we saying that the where you put Mila is how we're going to explain Muveres? So the way the Rishon fundamentally explained the concept of Muveres affects what the Seder is Ma'akev. Like, which way is the Sfera going?
It's not going either direction. There's either a Kasha or a Raya from Beresh and Iskaira. So depending how you understand Muveres and Iskaira, it could be a Raya to the Sin or it could be a Kasha on the Sin. So they need not be intrinsically related, but however you understand Muveres and Iskaira, that is either a Raya that the Seder is not Ma'akev, or it has nothing to do with this Sugya because that's not a Bila L'Shem Geiros. Okay?
Let me remember getting correctly. Doesn't the Rashba say, though, at the end that he doesn't need to be Tovel again?
The Rashba entertains that maybe it's not Ma'akev. Right, the Rashba does go back and forth again. The Rashba ends with an Epsher. Epsher, maybe it's not Nagin. The Rizba doesn't, it's less clear. I think the Rashba also, the Rashba's nota, even in the end, that the Seder is Nagin, he just leaves open the possibility like the Ramban. And the Gaon thinks that Tosus is of that opinion also, that the Seder is Ma'akev. The Gaon is in Sifkat and Hay. He points out, if you look at Tosus from the top of the Zayin and Mavais, Diver Maslam Abilin Osamiyad. Tosus there writes, Abilin Osamiyad, Mashma, Shamila Kodun Tvila, Kid Amar Ein Ger Achiyimo Vietvo Vitema. The Amar Ba'arel, Muberish and Iskai Rabbana, Ein Sarok Tvila. So that's the Ramban's Kasha or Raya. So don't you see from there that the Seder is not Ma'akev, because you have Tevila on the mother, which counts for the baby, and then you're going to have Mila on the baby after the baby's born. The Ish of Amari, the Shani Hasan, the Kafila Chavila Mila. No, that's different because the baby in utero is not Ra'i Lamila. So that sounds like the Rashba and the Ritva, the Ritva's explanation, that's like a nekeva, where all you need is tevila, and when the baby's going to be born, the baby's born as Yisrael Gamor, and the mila is l'shem yadus, not l'shem geirus. So the Gaon points out, Tosfos here implicitly is going with the approach of the Ritva u'di'ime. There is a tshuva of Zecher Yitzchak, Yitzchak Panovitcher, Sim and Gimel. So Zecher Yitzchak is famous for espousing the position that everyone else argues on, that in a situation of a person who's interested in being a geyer, where there's a medical situation that prevents him from performing bris milah, that he could still be Megayer. So Zecher Yitzchak was of the opinion that in that case, Mila is not Akev, and all the other Achronim jump on him and don't accept that. So that was totally outvoted from accepted Halacha. But in his tshuva on this on the broader topic, he points out, Zecher Yitzchak Simen Gimel, that maybe the Machlokes you showed him here as to whether Mila, the Seder Mila Tfil is Ma'akev, is dependent on the following analysis. That according to the Ramban, that the Seder is not Ma'akev, Mila and Tfila are two equal components of the process of Geirus, two components of the Tara of a Geirus. So fundamentally, these are two equivalent components, and the Seder need not be Ma'akev. You could do the Mila before the Tfila, you could do the Tfila before the Mila. There may be a preference to do the Mila first, for whatever reason, be it to discourage him in case he's going to back out. But as a fundamental matter, the Ramban holds that these are two equal components of the same significance, and the Seder would not be Makir. As opposed to the Ritva and Tosos and the Nimukhi Yosikosis from the Ra'ah, who are of the opinion that really the absolute act of Geirus is the Tevila, and the Mila is a kind of prerequisite to the Geirus. That you can't perform the Tfilas Geirus if you still have an Orla. So in order to allow the Tfila that is going to be Machnis, this person, Tachav Kanfei Hashkina, that's going to achieve the Tahara of Geirus, you need to have the Mila done first in order to remove the Orlas. And that's the Ritva's Lashon of Tovel V'Sharif B'Yado. So according to the Ramban, says Zecher Yitzchak, basically two equal components, and the Seder is not Ma'akev. According to the Ritva, the Ra'ah, the Nukhiyos, the Tosfos, it's not that there are two equal components, it's that the Mila is a prerequisite for the Tevila. The Mila is necessary to remove the Orla from this person in order to allow for the Tevila to take place. That's how he frames the Lumdus of this Machlokes. Rav Asher Weiss points out in a piece printed in his Darkei Hara Chelek Yud Beis, Simon Gimel, Dargi Rafa Lukibes, that's a Chaveris that he put out on Geirus, Simon Gimel, that's not Behachreach, that's Leah. Means it could be that everyone agrees that on some level these are two equal components of the Geirus, but there's an additional component of removing the Orla. So it's not that, it's not either or, you could have your cake and eat it too. It's possible to conceive of these as two equal components of the Geirus, and yet, according to the Ritva Udi'imei, there is an additional component of Hasarasa Orla, which becomes a prerequisite for Geirus. What's his raya to this? Or for Tefillah. What's his raya? So he points out, there's a Rashba in the Sugya of Ger Katan in Suvas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Lashon of the Gemara there is Amar Funa Ger Katan Mavilin Osal Das Bestin. Ger Katan Mavilin Osal Das Bestin. So the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rabadur, why is the lashon of Rifuna matdilin osol das bezin? What about malin osol das bezin? Geirus requires mila and tefillah. So why is the Gemara emphasizing? Why is Rifuna emphasizing the tefillah being al das bezin? Don't you need the mila to be al das bezin as well? Aren't these two equal components of Geirus? Okay, that's the kasha that the Rishonim asked over there. Why is it dafka matdilin osol al das bezin and that malin osol as well? So the Rashba gives a few tegrusim. He says, well, maybe the Gemara wants to use a lashon that's shavalakol. So malin is only true by zacharim, and mabilin is true by zacharim and the kevos. So in a chanami, if we're talking about a ger katan who's a boy, then you do require the mila al das benson as well. But the Gemara is just no get a lashon that is always applicable both the Zacharim ubin Akevos. Then it says, Inami mishum de tefillah gemar melapto, that it's true there are two components, but the tefillah is the second component that the Gemara presents. So Mabino Sodas Besin is just referencing the final stage of the Geirus process. So Rasher points out, if it was the case, that according to the Rashba, Mila and the Ritva says the same thing as well there, if it was the case, that according to these Rishonim, Mila is simply a prerequisite for the Tefillah, but isn't an equal component, so that should have been the easier answer to the Kasha. It doesn't say Malin Osal Das Bezin, because that's not what you need Das Bezin for. The Mila is a prerequisite to get to Tefillah, but Tefillah is the main ingredient of Geirus. The fact that the Rashba and the Ritva don't answer that implies that Mila and Tefillah still are equivalent components of the process. It still could be that the Mila serves a dual function. It's a necessary component of Geirus, but it also is nature of the Orla that allows for the Tefillah to take place. How do we assume Lahalacha? So in the beginning of Simin Reish Samaches, the Makabe writes, Ger Shenichnas Kahal Yisrael Chayim Mila Tchila V'im Malkisha Yagoy Tzarech Lahatif Men Adam Bris. Go back to that. And then the Rama says, I'm skipping a little, the Rama says, Tavol Kodem Shemal, let's say he did the Tvila first, Mo'il Dibidi Evid Havi Tvila. So the Rama says, first day that the Seid is not Ma'ake, like the Ramban, the Yesh Omrim, the Lo Have Tfilah. The Yesh Omrim, in Mechiyosef, the Ritva, the Ra'ah, Kohen says in Tosfos, that the Tfilah doesn't count if the Tfilah precedes the Mila. Says the Shachom, here's the Katan Beis, the Yesh Omrim, the Lo Have Tfilah, Hilkach, Yesh Lachzor, the Litbol, Acher Shamal. So the Halacha, the Shach says, we assume like the Yesh Omrim, that if you mix up the order and did the tefillah prior to the mila, then you need to do another tefillah after the mila. Because we assume, or at least we're choshish for the position, that the seder is ma'akev. Okay. this machlokas may be relevant the following nafkamina that Minchas Chinuch suggests. The din is the beginning of Siman Beis Samach Daled Hilchas Mila. The Rabbi writes, Hakol Kesherim Lamo. So everyone is kosher to perform bris mila. Here we're talking about regular mila, lav dafka geiris, regular mila. Afilu eved isha v'katan. So in the ikar din, mila could be performed by a eved, by a mohelet, by a katan. V'arul yisal shemesu afam afas mila. V'yesh yisal gadol shiyadei lamo hu kadu l'kulan. The preference is that it should be a adult male, but a mila performed by a woman or cousin is kasher. Says the Ramah, "Yesh omrim the isha la samo v'chei noge lahadar acharish." So the woman should not perform mila lechatila. Continues the mechaber, "Aval goy afilu hu moel lo yimol klal." A goy should not perform mila, even if he knows what he's doing. Sorry, afilu hu moel, even if he himself is gemal. Yimal ein sarav lapser v'lamol pam shnia. So the Mechaber paskins the sheet of the Rambam that b'di eved, if a nachri perform mila, then you don't have to do it again, or you don't require hatafa staff. Hagav, the yesh omrim, the chayav maksar lahatif mimenu dam bris v'chei nirkiv. So the Rambam says, no, that if a nachri performs a bris mila, again, we're talking about milas Yisrael here, not geiris, not the topic. If a nachri performs a mila, then that doesn't count, and you require hatat hasam. So we'll talk about hatat hasam a little while. But that is the fact of the Mechaber here. Machlokas is Mechaber. According to the Mechaber, if a nachri performs bris mila, it works, at least la'achar maisa. According to the Ramah, you still require hatat hasam. Okay. So what would the din be if a ger she nisgayer wants to perform the mila on himself? So would that be a kasher mila? A guy called me once with this southern accent. He said he was from Florida, and he said he needs to go to a Beis Din to immerse him for conversion. And so I was talking to him a little bit. I said, immersion's not the only thing about the requirement of circumcision. And he said, no, I took care of that already. I said, how do you take care of it? He said, I took care of it. I did it myself, like Abram. So that's a machlokas mefarshim, whether that's true, whether Avram Avinu did his own bris mila. The Orach Chaim in Parshas Lech Lecha assumes that Avram Avinu did do the mila. There's a Pirkei Rav Elazar who says that it's Malki Tzedek. And in the Mishnah Sagiri has some discussion of maybe with shame, but be that as it may.
I'm not sure if Avram still couldn't have done, like a Jew couldn't have done. If Avram was the first Jew, then,
right.
Then either way, an offer did is mila.
Right. So it's questionable whether Avram Avinu is right for anything, and even if it was, didn't necessarily help this guy. But there is a Gemara they quote in Sanhedrin Sadi Dalu by Yisro, by Yichad Yisro, according to one day of their Yisro did the mila himself. So that's part of this discussion whether a nachri or a ger could do the mila himself, but the Minchas Chinuch makes the following observation in the mitzvah of bris mila, mitzvah beis os yud dalid. He makes the following observation that this question as to whether a nachri who's being a geyer could do the mila himself only gets off the ground according to half of the Rishonim here. If you assume that the seder is ma'akev, that you have to have mila before tefila, so at the time that this ger, or this almost ger, is doing the mila, so then he's still not Jewish. And if he's not Jewish, he has the status of a nachri shemo, where we pass him that mila doesn't count, at least you need a hatafa afterwards. If you assume, like the second day in Rishonim, like the first day in Rishonim, like the Ramban, that the seder is nama akev, so then, in theory, let's say this guy went to the mikveh first, and then he did the mila, so maybe you could entertain a kind of gita v'yadav anka achas svara, that at the moment that he's performing the mila, he's becoming Jewish, and it's all b'afachas, all kita b'yalavam gafed, then he's considered Jewish enough for the meal to be chal. So Michas Chinuch at least entertains that as a possibility or something to discuss. I'm sorry? You work for Yeshiva?
I work for a company that was contacted by Yeshiva.
Okay.
So am I. I don't want to drink it now.
Yeah.
Let's say we assume a boy can, like, go to do meal like a shahara. Does he have in mind that he's doing meal as a strong?
So I'll have to talk about it. Do you require some kind of lishma? So that's a major issue with significant afkuminus l'nai, so we'll talk about that probably next time. Okay, so this may or may not be, even if Michas Chinuch only suggested it's a tempted possibility, there may or may not be a nafkamina, but bottom line, 2 days in Ramah, whether the Seder is na'akev, and the Shach points out, and the Gon points out, that l'halacha, we're machmir to require redoing the tefila if you were to do the mila out of order. Fine. There's a fascinating suggestion of the Zecher Yitzchak in that tshuva, where he thinks that maybe this Seder of Mila Tefila being Ma'akev is only relevant for the Mila itself, but not for Hatafas Damris. So we'll talk about soon the requirement of Hatafas Dam as being a stand-in, a fill-in, a necessary component where the actual Mila itself was already done prior to the Geirus. So Zecher Yitzchak suggests that this whole discussion where Mila is a necessary prerequisite for Tvila, because otherwise happy to be Tolo, the Sheret Biyodo, that's only true when it comes to the actual Mila, but not when it comes to the Hatafa. So the order would not be Ma'akid. Let's say you have a Geirus in his Gaiv to Shumo, either Nolan Mol or Gershon Iskayak Yishumol. He already had a Mila, not Lashem Geirus, when he was a Nachri, and now he's come to Medayr, so he obviously can't perform another actual Mila. There's a requirement of Hatafa, then maybe the order of that Hatafa wouldn't be Ma'akev. Rosh Thurbach and Shubas Van Hagos, Chelak Alus, Simon Tav Reishit Gimel, has a fascinating suggestion with Das HaRambam, that he thinks there maybe the order Dafka is the opposite. What's that based on? So he quotes a Rambam in Hilchos Mila, Perek Aleph Halacha Hay. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mila, Perek Aleph Halacha Hay. Laka Shivcha Lubreha, Laka Shivcha Amenas Chilal Adila, Vashem Abdus, Avavishinola, Vishus Animo, Vyom She Yivale. Gershon nechnas akol Yisrael chayiv mila tchila. Ve'im mal kishaya goy, tzarech lahatav mimen and dam bris, kishen is gayer. So there is being a gayer, requires mila. If he already had mila when he was a nachri, then you require hatafa kishen is gayer. Ve'im mal kishaya nachri, tzarech lahatav mimen and dam bris, kishen is gayer. Some of the gears of the yomshen is gayer. So he thinks, or Shtarmah, that there's a mashmos in this Rambam, that the hatafa that's performed on a gerish and his gayer is not part of the gerish process per se. The Rambam doesn't say in Malkashaya Goy Batifin Mimen Adam Brisk Hashem Iskayer. He doesn't say that the Hatat is part of the Geirus process. He says that you have to be Matif Dam Kisha Nisgayer when he's Nagayer. So Rav Shlomo thinks there's a mashmos there that the Hatav is not part of the Geirus process. It's a requirement when you are Nagayer. You know, just like Ede Yisrael, who was Nolad Mohol, requires Hatafah as part of the regular bris for a Yisrael, so too over here, it's not part of the Geirus process per se, but it's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah that he would have to perform. So he thinks that if that's the case, then maybe the tefillah has to be before the Hatafah, because up to the point where he's Tovel, he's not yet Jewish. There's no mitzvah of Hatafah. So he acknowledges this is the Kiddush that's not accepted by Halacha. He says maybe you should be Koshish for this, and maybe you should do the Hatafah, then maybe you should do the Hatafah. You should do the Tefillah, and then the Hatafah, and then another Tefillah. Everyone generally does Hatafah and then the Tefillah. But if the Seder is not in the other direction, you need the Tefillah first, so maybe you should do the Tefillah, then Hatafah, and then another Tefillah, to be able to say what he thinks of Shiva Sarama. Okay, be that as it may. There is a third component, a third element that may exist in Milas Gerim. That's what the Dvar Avram points out in the Chelek Beis, the beginning of Simen Kaf Hei. Chelek Beis, the beginning of Simen Kaf Hei. That there is a component of Milas Gerim in Milas Gerim of regular Milas Yisrael. Every Jew has a mitzvah, every Jewish male has a mitzvah of Bris Milah. So if you become a Jewish, he has to perform Bris Milah because he's Jewish. Now that runs into a problem, which is, but he's not yet Jewish until he does the Tefillah. So if right, that's like the Beis HaLevi by Avraham Avinu. But Avraham Avinu only did, even though he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Shel Avinu, but you could only do Mila once. So he waited until he was Mitzuba in order to do it as Mitzuba Osa, as opposed to doing it earlier. So same thing here. The Mila is a component of Geirus, but he's not yet Jewish, and he can't do it twice. So how does that work? That's not so... if there is that element of the regular mitzvah of Mila, you have to work that out a little bit. But the Mishnah Sagar points out in Simon Yotes that you do see on Mekaros in Poskim that there may be some status to someone who is Mal Lashen Geirus even before the Tefillah, even if he's not a Yisrael Gomer. So that was the whole literature about the case of the Mal V'Lotavol, which we briefly referenced in the past. We spoke about a little at the gathering in my house. That the case in Yerushalayim in 1848 of the famous Mal V'Lotavol, the ger who was Mal before Shabbos, and he wasn't healed come Shabbos, and he was keeping Shabbos, and he was told towards the end of the day, in the name of the Avdezder, of Asher Lemel, who was standing in for Shmuel Salant, who was in Europe on a fundraising mission, so he was the rabbi of record. So Rav Asher Lemel said he has to be Mechal Shabbos because he's not Jewish. Even though he already had a Mila, he didn't yet have a Tefillah. So that created a whole tirad in the literature as to whether that was true. Is that really the case, that a Mal V'Lotavol must be Mechal Shabbos, or maybe he is allowed to keep Shabbos, or maybe he's Mechal to keep Shabbos? So I think we quote in the past, the Tosfos Rishonim in Yevamos Memches Amud Beis has one day that if a person is already on the path to be Megayer, then there's no Isser of Goyish Shabbos if he's ready to cabal upon himself to be Megayer. And one of the famous tshuvas that were written in response to this issue of the Mal V'Lotavol was that of the Dinyan Sion, the author of the Aruch Laner, Simon Sadi Aleph. The Dinyan Sion had a Torah journal in Europe, the Shomer Tzion HaNe'mana, which had a back and forth about the topics. I think his tshuvas was originally printed in that journal, then reprinted in the tshuvas. So he writes, Binyan Siyan Simon Sadi Aleph. So he writes that he took a survey of the places that are Mekabel Gerim. As we've noted many times, 1848, there weren't that many places that were Mekabel Gerim Bechal. He writes he did a survey of the places that were Mekabel Gerim, and he writes no one has ever makbid that a ger who is already mal shouldn't be shomer Shabbos prior to the tefillah. And he says lo yitaken that the ger who is already mekabel one bris, the bris of bris milah, should be told to violate the other bris, the bris of Shabbos. He brings a raya from Bnei Yisrael and Mara. The Bnei Yisrael and Yisrael and Shabbos already at Mara. Mara, they already left Mitzrayim, so they had the Mila Mitzrayim, but they didn't yet have the Tefillah at Har Sinai. So Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar in Mara had the status of a Lava Lotavo, and you see that they kept Shabbos. So that is one of his rayas, that Imam Lotavo keeps Shabbos. At least is allowed to keep Shabbos. The Tshuva, the Munkacha, Minchas Elazar, Chelo Gimel Siminches, where he entertains the possibility of allowing Imam Lotavo, or maybe even someone who's at the point of being the guy who didn't go through the formal components yet, of being buried with Ruach Yisrael. So his pshara is that you can bury the person with Ruach Yisrael, but it should be Berichuk Shmon Amos. So not directly next to other Kvarim, but you don't have to make a separate cemetery, you can have it in the cemetery, Berichuk Shmon Amos.
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why Shmon Amos?
Why Shmon Amos? Because if it's four Amos between... The mace has four amos, and then you have another four amos for the other mace, and then it's not in the immediate vicinity of another Yisrael. So usually the practice is that enough we wouldn't bury anywhere near a kibbeh Yisrael. So his pshara is that by the Mavel Otovo, and the person from the Kabbalah to be Megayer, then maybe you can bury them for Bichuk Shmon Amos. We had a case like this a number of years ago of a very sincere fellow who was in the process of being the Geyer. He was basically there, and the only thing that we were waiting for, or that the Rabbanim Vav were waiting for, was that he was still civilly married to a wife that he was divorcing, and it was dragging on the courts, and it just took forever. But he was, as soon as the civil divorce would have been complete, he would have, the Rabbanim were ready to be the Geyer him, and then he passed away. So Rosh Schwartz Paskin, then in that case, where he basically was just in the course of the last stage, that they could bury him before Yisrael, but we chuk Shmon Amos. It was unfortunate because this fellow was in a community where they really could have used him for a minion, and they never were able to. Rav Schechter, when he's spoken about this, thinks that the bottom line, a Mavel HaTavol should be Michal Shabbos, because he doesn't think that the raya is, to the contrary, that compelling. Rick Schwartz is of the opinion that he definitely should not be Mechal Shabbos. And my sense is that the general practice of Batei Din is that if you have a Malvul Otavo, you tell them not to be Mechal Shabbos, but there may be different practices.
This is Yigdali Dil Schwartz?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Shabbos thinks you should be Mechal.
That's what I recall Rav Schechter saying in the past. Well, Goy Shishavas is... The bottom line, he's still not a Yisrael. He's still a Goy Shishavas. The Sefer Geiris Kol Chasa, Perek Gimel, Seif Gimel, he suggests, so he points out that when you do a mila with Shem Geirus, there should be a Kabbalah Samitzvos that goes together with the mila. So usually when we do a tefillah, so then there's a formal Kabbalah Samitzvos before the tefillah, during the tefillah. So he points out that there should be a formal Kabbalah Samitzvos before the mila as well. And he thinks that there's a mashmas that way in the Me'iri. The Me'iri writes on Zayin of Abayz, if he says that I know about all the anti-Semitism, I still want to be Jewish, mekavlin oso, ela shekodim sheyimo, lodin oso mitzvah mitzvah kavos and mitzvah mitzvah kamuros. So he says before the mitzvah, you do hadasa mitzvahs. Usually hadasa mitzvahs goes together with the formal kabbalah mitzvah. So he says he's even a meiri. The mashmo is that you don't just do a hadas and kabbalah mitzvahs before the tila, but you should do a hadas and kabbalah mitzvahs before the mila. He thinks there's a mashmo for that in Tosfos Red. I'm not sure if that's necessarily the case. And the Sefer Mishnah Sager in Perek Dalet Os Gimel quotes B'Shem Shalom Zalman the same thing, that you should do a Kabbalah Samitzvahs B'Shas Mila. So I think of the Beis Din here, they didn't used to do it, and I pointed out that there's nothing lost in doing it. It probably makes sense based on these Makaros, so I think we started doing a brief, minimal Kabbalah Samitzvahs B'Shas Mila as well. Okay, so let's move on to the topic of Hatafa Stambris. So, back to Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Simei Beis Samaches, the Mechaber wrote, V'im Malkisha Yagoi, that if this person is being a guy, he already had a circumcision when he wasn't yet Jewish. Ramah had Oshinol at Maho, or he was born Maho. Continues the Mechaber Tzarech Lahatif Men Adambris. You require a Tafas Adambris, the aim of Archon Olav. Okay, so what is this all based on? So this is a Sugya in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Hei. The Gemara there has a Machlokas Tanayim, and then another Machlokas Tanayim within the Machlokas Tanayim, as to whether there's a requirement of Hatafas Adambris by Nol and Maho, and by Gershin Eskayer Kishuhu Maho. So someone who's born Moho, Machloket Beishami Beishilel, do you require Tafas Adambris? And then Machlokes Reb Shimon Ben Elazar, and then Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether the Machloket Beishami Beishilel is by Nola Kishimo or by Gershin Iskayer. I mean, maybe Evan agrees that Nola Kishimo does require a Tafas Adambris, and Gershin Iskayer is the subject of the Machlokes Tanai. So how do we paskin? So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. In Tosas there, Gibra Masko Lo Nechlaku, Tosas on Daf Kuf Lamed Hei and Shabbos, Kuflam and Hey, Dibra Maska, Lo Nechlaku, Amin Aleph. So their Tosus assumes, in his Mufkal Rishon, that there's no requirement of a Tavas Adambris, even by a Nola and Mahal. So we pass it according to that day in Tosos, according to Tosus' Mufkal Rishon, there's never a requirement of a Tavas Adambris. If a person's Nola and Mahal, you don't have to do anything about it. And Gershin is Kayak Yishumo, there's nothing else that needs to be done. And that's the position of the Uraim as well, quoted in the Agos Maimini, in the beginning of Hilchas Mila, Perek Aleph Ospeis, of the Agos Maimini Hilchas Mila. So that's the first position we've shown him. Maybe one day in Tosus, in Tosus' initial assumption, and the position of the Uraim, that there's never a requirement of a Tavas Adambris, even by a Nola and Mahal. Most Rishonim do require a Tafas Adambris by Nol and Maho. And the reason for that, what the Gemara explains, is that it's Mishum Orla Kavusha. So our focus now is not on Hilchos Mila Yisrael. So we're not going to talk too much about what Orla Kavusha is, but somehow there's an anatomical concern that even if the person presents as being Nol and Maho, there's some Orla there that's hidden, that's not apparent, and the Hatafas Adambris is going to solve that problem. So that's why you would require a Hatafa by a Nolad Mahal. You Now, presumably, if that's the reason for hatafa by a nol and mohel, that reason would not apply for a gerish and iskaya kishumo. The concern of orla kvusha is that there's a presentation that the person, when the person is nol and mohel, that there's something there that's covered up that the hatafa is going to solve. But that's not the case. It wouldn't be the case by a regular gerish and iskaya kishuhu mohel. So if you do require a tafa for a gersh and a sky kishimo, that would presumably be for another reason. So if you look at the Ramban, there in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, B'dibur Maskel V'Nirali, Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, B'dibur Maskel V'Nirali, and the Ramban writes this in the Melchamas here as well, he points out that the Nusach HaBracha that the Gemara has of Lahatif Nimenu Dambris. You take a look, they have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you in Sif Hei. Hamal Sagerim Mivara Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Kolam Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Vitzivan Olam Al Sagerim. Va'achakach Mivara Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Kolam Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Vitzivan Olam Al Sagerim. Ula Hatif Mehem Dam Bris Shel Mali Dam Bris Lo Niskaimu Shemayim Va'aretz Shenamar Lo Bisi Yomav Alay Lo Kukot Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti. So they're bound their comments in Shabbos Kuf Lam Hei on that Nusach of Lahatif Mehem Dam Bris Shel Mali Dam Bris Lo Niskaimu Shemayim Va'aretz, writes the Ramban, She'ein atafas dam zumi shum sapek, that the atafas dam of a gershin iskayer kishahu moho is different than the atafas dam of an orla kvusha, the atafas dam of a nolan moho. She'ein atafas dam zumi ne sapek, ela vagai chayavin anu lahatif mehem dam du shalbis. There's a requirement of doing atafas dam for this ger, minif nosim ba atakas kanfe yashchina. So it's not because of the Orla Kvusha, it's because there's some inyan, there's some requirement, a chiyuv, of hatapastam per se, having some blood come out. The Ramban seems to say that there is a requirement of hatapha for a gershin sky bishamo, but it's not because of Orla Kvusha, it's for a different reason that there's a fundamental value or chiyuv of hatapastam per se. That where you can't do a meal because the meal is already done, you have to let out some dam. We'll come back to that in a few moments. There are some Rishonim who assume that Me'ikir Hadin, even though there is a requirement of Hatafa by Nolan Mohol, Me'ikir Hadin, there's no requirement of Hatafa for Gershon and Sky Pishamol, but the Minig developed anyway to do so. That's what the Me'iri writes there in Shabbos, that in principle, a gershin of Kayaki Shemal does not require a tafa. That's one opinion within Shita's Beis Hillel. Because hatafa is only Shem Orla Kfusha, and there's no concern of Orla Kfusha by a gershin of Kayaki Shemal. Ella, the Lonog, okay. Ella, the minute was that they did a tafa anyway. And that's what the Balamor there writes as well, that in the Ikar Adin there's no requirement of a tafa for a gershin of Kayak Yishum Maho. I, the Gaonim, say to do it. That's only because that was talking about a case of Safik Nolan Maho, but fundamentally you don't really need hatafa for a gershin of Kayak Yishum Maho. And that's the position that Tosfos here quotes in Shabbos in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, which is not the Rabbeinu Chananel the way the Torah quotes it, but Tosfos here quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel that split sock, a nol and mol requires hatafa, and gerushin iskayak yishumo does not require hatafa. The way we have Rabbeinu Chananel, that's how Rabbeinu Chananel appears in Tosfos and on the side of the Gemara. The tour here in the beginning of Simei Samaches goes a different version of Rabbeinu Chananel that a ger shenitzkayak yishuhu moho Hatafa won't help. He's stuck. He needs a mila. He can't have a mila because he already had a mila. And Hatafa isn't good enough. So that requires some analysis. What's that based on? We're not going to do that analysis now. The Minachanano, in that version of the Torah, the bigger fiddish that he could be Megayer, but he's not, the Gavis isn't fully call on him, but his kids could then be Megayer, if they have a proper mila. So some kind of quasi-Israel status, but he can't marry Israel, so that requires further analysis. But it could be that the tzak, or presumably, the tzak that a gerish and a kaki shumal does require a tafa, is assuming that a tafa accomplishes more than just removing an orla kibusha. So if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara there has the story of Rav Nasan, Kuf Lamed Aleph in Shabbos, Shufam achas alachti lemedinas kaputkia. So Kaputkia was famous for most Kaputkia, but in addition to having their own currency, they have the following story. That Rav Nasan once traveled to Kaputkia. Rav Nasan isha achas afana shamala bina rishon ames, sheni ames. So she had two sons who were born and were given a meal and then died. Shlishi haviyasa lefana reisiv shehu yarok, itzavti bo v'loreisi bo dambris. I didn't see Dambris. Says Rashi. V'lohaya bo Dambris. Tarti l'griyasa. Chada d'imaha le'lonafik mine dama. So one problem is that if you were to do the mila, no dama come out. But tafas Dambris mitzvah. Kidach siv gamis b'dam risafa. So this Rashi seems to be saying that Hatavas Damris is a component of every mila. That there's a requiring part of mila, the dama, there has to be dama comes out. And that's the Mishkan of Yaakov, Yoredeya Simen Samach Gimel, Yoredeya Simen Samach Gimel, Mishkan of Yaakov, quotes the Zohar, that every mila has three components. Mila, Tevila, and Hatavas Dambris. So this seems to be saying that Hatafa is relevant beyond just being Mesir or solving the problem of Orla Kavusha, that every bris has an element of Hatafa, that there has to be Dam that comes out.
Took a strange meaning, Mila, then Tevila, then Hatafa? Like, how does that...
Mila then... No. So in a case of Gershon of Gakish Shemal, so he got a circumcision when he was born 30 years ago. And now you're doing the Gira, so you have to do Hatapa instead of the Mila, because you can't do Mila, followed by Tvila, obviously. Mila, Priya, that we know, and Hatapa's Dam. That's where Moshe is right, by the way. This is parenthetical, but... Yoridea Chayla Beis Simen Kuf Yotes, Chayla Beis Simen Kuf Yotes, he writes about clamps, so this is one of his rayas that you can't use a clamp for Mila because you need to have Dam Kamef, the Hatafas Dam is part of every Mila. So that seems to be the case that those Rishonim that require, aside from some Rishonim say, make a Rishonim, you don't need Hatafa by Gershon's Gai Kishamal, but the minute developed anyway. But according to those we've shown him, that you do need Mila for, you do need Atafa for Gershon Iskayak Shemal. So presumably it's because there's some value, some necessity in having Hatafas Dam as part of every Mila. So again, that's a we pass in here in Shulchan Aruch, the position of the Rush, the Bahag, and others, that there is a requirement of Hatafa for Gershon of Kaif Mishuma. However, Ein Mevarchen Alav. Why Ein Mevarchen Alav? Set the Shach, Sivkatan Aleph, Lefid the Mesafkalan, Imatif and Ilo, since it's a Machlokas Rishonim. So, Misafik Yesh Lachman Lahatif, Machlokas Rishonim, so you have to be Machlokas require Hatafa, Aval Ein Mevarchen Misafik, the time of law, and Savi Brachas Sahakil. So, we're Machlokas to require Hatafa, Machlokas Rishonim, but at the same time, we say Safik Brachas Lahakil, and we don't say a Bracha on the Hatafa. Abi.
How come there's no mention of making
Bracha Meshachianim? Why did you say Bracha Meshachianim?
Because he's never had a
meal
before, and this is bringing him
under
Karnatas.
And when you had a meal, did we say Shachianim?
I don't think I was paying much attention to
that. I'm
saying, but here he has a lack of Das.
The reason we don't say Shachianim is not because of a lack of Das. It's not the, it would be the folly to be saying the Shachianim. And that, that's our practice in the Ramah is not to say Shachianim Mila. Are there grounds to say Shachianu is part of the Geir process? Yes. So some do that, but they would do it at the tefillah, not at the meal. The meal of the Geir is incomplete. So Ramosha writes, Ramosha has a tshuva, Evan Ezra Chela Gimel Simen Dalid. Evan Ezra Chela Gimel Simen Dalid. The question was about a fellow who underwent a highly questionable geirus, and then he disappeared and wasn't able to give his wife, or willing to give his wife a get. So the question was whether that geirus concerns us on any level, or are we not close to the geirus at all, because it was a fraud, it was not halakhically valid, and therefore you wouldn't need a get. So one of the issues that Ramosha addresses in that tshuva, Chela Gimel Eben Ezra Simen Dalid, is, well, they didn't do Hatafa. So they did Tvila L'Shem Geiris, they didn't do Hatafa L'Shem Geiris. So maybe you should say the Geiris is invalid for that reason, because we require Hatafa. The Moshe says, no, that's not enough reason to invalidate the Geirus, because bottom line, since it is a Machlokas Rishonim, it's true that we're Machmir to do a Tafa, let's call it L'Chachila, but you at least have to be Choshesh for those Rishonim that don't require a Tafa, and when it comes to matters of Kiddushin, it's at least a Kiddushin Misafik. Meaning, in this case, there are other components of the Geirus that weren't in place either. But in theory, Ramosha assumes, if you had a geirus with a proper kabbalas mitzvos and a proper tevila, and they just didn't do hatafa, so you'd have to be choshish for the kedushin of such a person, misafek, because of those shitas and rishonim that a hatafa is not necessary. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Tomorrow we will pick up with some of the details of Hatafa, situations of a mila performed Ayideh Yisrael Mummer, a mila l'shem Yadus, and we'll try to finish up this discussion of mila and Hatafa, and then move on to Tevila. All right, plan is to spend this week and next week on Geirus, and then the last 2 weeks of June on Egypt.